Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This discussion will be about a difficult topic for me to work out was money and how it relates to loneliness. This is something I had put on my list quite some time ago, but it's been hard for me to get around to doing this one. I'm struggling on how to present it. It goes way back, maybe a year and a half ago, I saw a posting that I was very impacted. I was impacted when I read it and when I saw it. It was a posting on social media and it made me reflect on my life and how it's changed over time and the role of money and how it has impacted me as I've aged. So this was a posting in a local men's group community that I'm a part of. And like virtually all of these groups, I'm not a poster. I'm more of a reviewer, reader, lurker. But this posting had a very profound effect on me by a 47-year-old man listed himself out. And his comment was that it's very brief, that it was that he has no friends and he's finding it hard to get through life. And that was the extent of it. And he wanted help. So very short, it's reaching out. As I read it, you know, you're going through these things, these various different things that pop up. I was horribly touched and moved as it just stopped me. And I felt the emptiness and the hopelessness that kind of came through in that message. I went back to it over the course of the next several days. I was affected by it for several days. I thought about it quite a bit. Now, I am maybe more sentimental than most. I don't really know if I am or not, but that's how I perceive myself. In addition to the posting itself, I found the responses to be quite moving too. Many offers, poignant offers to help. And some people that were responding that they were in a somewhat similar position. And there were, you know, there were offers to provide help, different ideas, some of them somewhat simplistic, others very thoughtful. Many of the men that responded offered to meet and help. So it was a revelation in humanity. And I just so much more moved by that than I am with a lot of this stuff. You know, loneliness is hard, and I mean real loneliness. Now, I don't believe that I've ever felt like that before or what I interpreted this person's thoughts, but I have at times felt that I'm on my own, but I've never felt that as though I didn't have friends or family, and I felt fortunate in that way. So I may have felt that I was on my own, but I wasn't really alone, if that's a distinction that as you're listening to this, you might be able to relate to. And something that I think is valuable to me as I get older, even though I'm in a family and I'm delighted by my relationship with my wife and our children. And I have, my siblings and my friendships as well. Something that did help me during those years was I learned how to manage myself, how to fill my time and my thoughts. Now, I sense that there are people that are absolutely horrible being by themselves. They crave and they need to be with people. And others, maybe like me, that are more comfortable being on their own. Suppose you could say it's a skill. And of course, it's a skill to be able to handle social situations with people you either know really well or you don't know that well. But nevertheless, I found it quite sad and it impacted me in a deep way reading that piece. But there is a connection with my work and my income as I thought about this person's circumstances. When I was spending more time by myself as an adult, my income was growing. Now, it took a while in my line of work to develop consistent income, but it did happen eventually. It was bumpy along the way. And that's not unusual for people that work in essentially fully commissioned types of professions. One way for me that I was able to better handle my alone time was spending money. I could travel a bit more, buy some things for myself if I wanted to. Now, I never really felt like I was extravagant in any way, but I did feel like I was able to get some distractions that helped me. I didn't feel hampered in that way. So for me, back then, there was a relationship between money and my income and how I dealt with feeling a bit alone. That was a fact of the matter for me. I know this is not a solution. For some, it would not matter how much money they may have or is available to them. The loneliness might still be there and it might persist. But I did wonder about this man and what he posted, ultimately how it worked out for him and how trapped he may have felt. Now, I really hope that he found relief and has a better way to think about his future now. but it did make me reflect on some times in my life and how money did help me out a little bit. So I'm curious, for those that may have felt that way, how, if it played a role in your situation too.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.